Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Are you persuaded or not? Are you getting there?
Yes.
I'm going to keep waving my hands and quoting scriptures until you get there, until you are absolutely, completely convinced, fully persuaded, certain, sure, and fixed that God is good. God is only good, always good. It says every creature of God is good. That means creation. Listen to Amplified, 1 Timothy 4:4. Everything God has created is good.
Amen.
You believe that or not?
Yes.
Everything. The NAS says it like this. I like this way of saying it. Everything created by God is good. Everything God has created is good. Now, people get confused because they look at the world and they say, well, all that's not good, and God created everything. How can that be? I'm seeing looks across the crowd because we're right. No, isn't everything that exists, didn't God create it?
Yes.
No.
No.
That's the revelation many are missing. God created the anointed cherub.
Right. Amen.
He didn't create the devil. You know who created the devil? The devil took what God gave him as the anointed cherub and twisted it. That's what wicked means. No, wicker, furniture, wicker, it means twisted. Twisted. Took the good thing God made and twisted it into something perverse.
That's right.
And evil and wrong. Yeah. And we camped on this in the beginning of the series. Another passage said, God made man good, but he has invented many ways to be evil, one translation said. And you hear people all messed up and with all kind of distortions and sin and failure in their life. And they say, well, I can't help it. God made me this way. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. God only makes good. Everything. How many believe the Bible? Everything God created, it was good when he created it. It was good in its original form.
Yes.
But the distortions of it and the twistings of it that have occurred afterward are not God's work.
Amen.
And they are not good.
Amen.
And so, no, everything that's in the earth, God didn't create.
That's right.
All the evil, all the chaos, all the sin. If God is good and evil, if he does good and evil, how's he going to judge you and me? If we're doing good and evil, and we're being like him.
Come on.
If he's part evil, how can he justly, fairly judge evil? He couldn't. Come on, have you made up your mind yet? God is good. He is only good. All he does is good. Period. And we've been praying and believing for some years now, Lord, show us what's you and what's not you. What's right and what's not right. And this is a big answer to that prayer. You know how you can tell it's God?
It's good.
I know that sounds simple, but that is powerful revelation. If it's not good, it's not God. It's not him. Because he is good. He's only good. He's always good. Now go with me to Ephesians 2 and get ready to shout. You know, a lot of folks read the scriptures, and all they see in it is judgment.
Yeah.
And bad. And some folks, all they preach is how bad things are going to be.
Oh, yeah.
How bad things are coming. Right. How bad this, how bad that. All they preach is on the bad. But is God good or bad?
Good.
He's good. People say, well, how do you explain the judgment? Easy. If you'd been here and paid attention a couple of weeks ago, you'd have got it.
Amen.
That's
right.
Angels and humans have the right to choose something other than good.
Amen.
And if they do, God, even though it wasn't His choice, He has to do something with them. Heaven is a good place.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Heaven, have you read about it at all?
Yeah.
It is a wonderfully good place. And if you read about it, it says there is nothing in it that tells a lie or that's evil or that's this or that.
Amen.
Well, what about the folks who have not chosen good, who have chosen distortion and evil? If we have them in heaven too, heaven's not good anymore.
Amen.
God has to do something with those. He didn't choose it for them. They chose it. You think about Lucifer. You think about the fallen angels. How long have they been the enemies of God? We have no idea how much time we're talking about. I'm sure billions of years at least.
Amen.
And they haven't changed in all this time? What's that an indication of? They're not going to change. So you want them in heaven with you?
No.
Then the good wouldn't be good anymore. It would have evil in it. God's got to do something with it. He's got to, and the judgment has to do with the separation of the good from the evil. And it wasn't God's choice for them to be evil. It was their choice. And again, He gave those beings and us opportunity after opportunity, a whole lifetime of opportunity to choose good instead of evil.
Right.
Choose Him instead of wrong. Somebody say, I choose God.
I choose
good.
I choose
right.
I choose
truth.
I choose love.
I choose life.
I choose God.
If you really do in your heart, then that's what you are predestined for the rest of your eternal existence is good, 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 and more good, and good, and a million years from now, a whole lot more good, and good, and good, and good, and good. Come on, you need to say it again. I choose good.
I choose good.
I choose God.
I choose.
Now notice in Ephesians 2. And let's see about verse 4. God who is rich in mercy. God, a poor God or a rich God?
Rich.
He's a rich God. For His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. And He's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come. Does that sound like a long time?
Yeah.
How long are we talking about? We're not talking about a century or two or a millennia. Ages. We have no idea how long that is. Ages to come. He might show what? The exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Every good thing we have now, every good thing we will ever have throughout eternity is because of Jesus.
Amen.
How many agree with that? You believe that? It's all because of Him. And come on, think about this. I mean, how many have been walking with the Lord now for more than a year or two? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Have you experienced more of His riches and see more of Him now than when you first began?
Yeah.
Have you grown? Have you changed? Have you developed? And we're just talking about 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. What if you continued that another 300 years? Now, let me really help you out. What if you continue that another 500 years without the distractions and hindrances of a curse-filled earth? We're going to hardly recognize you. We're going to say, something about them looks familiar, but they're just so amazing. Now, what if you continue that for another 10,000 years? We are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. Hallelujah. But when we see Him, we will be like Him. That is our destiny. To be completely conformed to His image. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. To His glory. And it's already begun.
Amen.
It began when you were born again.
Amen.
Ah, friends, this is shouting ground right here. This is, you can't shout about this. Something's wrong.
Come on.
This is shouting ground.
That's right.
Woo.
Come on.
Think about where you're headed.
Yes.
It's already begun. It's already begun. The incorruptible seed of the Word of God has already been planted inside you, and the roots are going down and the limbs are going up. Hallelujah! And that's going to keep growing and developing and expanding throughout the ages to come.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This life right now, this is the briefest thing we will ever do. If you live 100 years, it's going to come and go so quick. This is the shortest thing you'll ever do. And thank God, because this is not such a great place. It's all of it's fallen. The curse is here. There's so much wrong and dark here. I assure you, when we slip out of this body and we get in glory with the Lord, we're going to realize how dark a place this is. We don't know the difference because this is all we've ever known. But we got a job to do. Let's finish our job before we get out of here.
Yeah,
in the ages to come, He's going to show the exceeding riches of His grace. Verse 8, for by grace you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Amen.
Grace is God's part. Faith is our part.
Yeah.
Not of works, lest any man should boast. Now get this next verse. This is what I was building up to. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto what?
Good.
Unto what?
Good
works.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.